Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, I wanted to talk to you guys about an interesting concept in human relations as well as alien relations. And what I mean by human relations is human-to-human interactions as well as human-to-alien interactions. So, as you know, I've been on this streak of Emery Smith and his whistleblowing, and came across him discussing energy transference and how being around another person or another species can give off a different energy. Now, we all are kind of aware of this in human nature. Let's say, for example, you're with a group of friends, and all of a sudden, one friend comes in. Maybe they're upset, but they haven't voiced it yet, and you can just feel it. You don't even have to see them yet. You don't have to see their face. It doesn't have to be a facial expression. You can just feel it. And now, how this ties into Emery Smith's alien experiences that he did work with different ET races while doing surgical procedures on typically dead aliens or sometimes dead ET human hybrids. Now, what's interesting is he stated that there are some species who cannot be around humans for very long because they either absorb some of our energetic field or for some other reason, but typically it's about the energetic field. What I found so fascinating is that they couldn't be around us for too long. And the one species that has this issue is the tall whites. And the tall whites are not the tall whites that you would typically think about when you think about like Nordic aliens or anything like that. This is about the tall whites that are typically not discussed. They are 7 to 8 to 9 feet tall. 7 to 9 feet tall, let's just say. And they have no ears. Their skin is ashen white. Ash white. It's like as white as a piece of paper. And very crystal blue eyes. And so they're a little bit different than these Nordics where we typically hear about them having like blonde hair, being like 6 feet tall, looking very human-esque. These tall whites look a bit different. Even though they do look humanoid, they don't look human-esque. But what I found interesting was it's all about the energy field. And what I have always found interesting when I've worked in the psychology field for so many years, and I've found that in working with groups of people or people in general, you may have felt this, where either you may be an extrovert or an introvert, and maybe you like being around people, but you can't be around people for too long because you feel zapped of energy, or you get tired, or there's too much intensity in being around a group of people. And to bluntly put it, a lot of that reasoning could be behind the fact that we all generate our own energetic field, a magnetic energetic field. So we all have this energy about us, and we don't even have to speak for it to be influential. And when those energies coincide with other energies, it can drain you, because other people may actually drain you. They may seem forceful, they may seem powerful, they may seem loud, they may seem exuberant, but all of that energy that they put out also has to come down, right? It's kind of like the laws of physics. What goes up must come down. So if they're forcing out a lot of energy in speaking or being loud, that's going to zap some of your energy away as well. Meanwhile, you may be around many people who are quiet. Maybe you're all reading together, and you may notice a sense of calm and tranquility. At the same time, if you're all simply reading together or sitting together, you may still be zapped of some energy, because we all exhibit different energy patterns, energy fields, and they're trying to align with each other. And maybe some person's hurting. Maybe some person is depressed, sad, and some of your energy may be utilized into their energy fields, maybe absorbed into their energy fields, and vice versa. Think, if you will, for a moment, energy fields being small drops of paint on a painter's palette. Imagine, if you will, just a little bit of brown mixes in to white or yellow or some lighter color, and how it's going to influence that color droplet. If you swirl it around, it will start to take on that little bit of energy from that other droplet pattern. The same thing with absorbing white, a white dot into a darker color, maybe a blue, you know, or a red. It's going to make it more pink. It's going to make it a lighter blue instead of a darker blue. These are all, that's all energy. It's all material, and it's all flowing from one state to another. So that's how our energy fields are. Now, this all plays together in a role, because Emery Smith talks about multiple different species and how they made him feel, how they made him feel inside. He was around the insectoid species doing surgical procedures that look like kind of like ants or insectoids, not the praying mantis. Those are a little bit different. And he felt so much empathy when he was around these insectoid ant-like creatures. Tons of empathy, tons of comedy. He felt humor. He felt laughter all at the same time. He said it was almost too much to handle. And even recalling those memories even brings tears to his eyes. The same thing can be said for the praying mantis type creatures as well. He stated that those were very similar. And most of the ETs that he encountered were very peaceful, very empathetic or empathic, and gave him a sense of well-being. Now, being around somebody that is giving off those energies, that is peaceful and well-being, can change your physical well-being as well as your mental well-being. And let me tell you why. Let me explain it a little bit to you, or explain what I mean. You may already know this. So there's many, many people who are healers, and they give off a certain energy frequency. Like people like Charlie Goldsmith, who I did a podcast about, he's a healer, went on television, healed different people, didn't even have to touch them, just was in the room with them, did a little bit of meditation in his mind, not verbally, for a small amount of minutes, and they were better than they were before. Even medical doctors he did this procedure with, and they also stated that their pain had been reduced as well. So it's about frequency, it's about vibrations, and so on. But it's interesting to think about it from a humanistic perspective, where if you may be feeling like you're an introvert, there may be a reason for that. Because if you go around a group of people, you may feel like your energy is being zapped because it may be because these other individuals may require more energy and therefore your energy is drained from you. I felt that today, to be honest with you. I went to a birthday party and I'll tell you there wasn't too many people, maybe 20 or so. And I enjoyed being around people. I didn't really talk too much. I talked a little bit. But I definitely felt drained, you know, and there was kids and there was adults and so on and so forth. But I did feel drained after 2 hours. I needed to relax. I needed to come home, do some research, and then do this podcast. And I have to say that I feel this is very true. I think that I felt certain people were needing more energy than others, while others did not. I felt that there's vibrations that I aligned with, I felt aligned with, not through speech or anything like that, just through an energy field. And then there were people that I didn't feel aligned with, and I felt like maybe were, you know, needing more energy from people around them than I do. But I definitely needed to relax when I came home. So how this all plays out is that, you know, going back to the tall whites, he stated that they couldn't be around us for too long because it made them sick, sick to their stomach, sick to their minds. They couldn't think correctly. And if you think about it, if you're around an individual who needs more than you are able to give, it can really drain you. Even spiritually, even psychologically, even if you guys don't speak to each other, it can really drain you. If you know this person, you know what their interests, their needs are, and you can sit there quietly and the energy can be drained from you. I've had this happen before with certain family members, not currently, but my previous family members. I would sit even quietly, or we'd go for a walk, and it would just be this draining of energy, because my brain couldn't keep up with what it felt like they needed. You know, there's this frequency that's given off. And we've been taught to not trust our gut from television shows, from movies. And it really has brought us away from trusting our own instincts. You really need to trust your own instincts in many, many ways, but especially in how you handle yourself in public and how you handle yourself at home, and what you need to trust and what you don't have to trust, you know. So in social situations, trust your stomach, trust your gut, trust your heart, trust your physiological symptoms. They're telling you something for a reason. Don't change your mind because you saw a television show or a movie that said to think differently. Our intuitions are there for a reason. You know, a lot of times those television shows tell us to use our brain and to think, you know, outside of the box for these situations, or not outside of the box necessarily, but outside of, you know, our stomach, and to override it. Well, your intuitions are there for a reason. If you're in a room with someone and you feel like they're a danger, it's for a reason. Don't think about it too long. Just leave. If you're in a situation outside of that kind of particular instance, get out of there. Many times people wait too long, and it's too long and it becomes too late. So keep that in mind. Hopefully you guys are taking care of your spiritual health, your physical health, your emotional health. Remember to surround yourself with light during your meditations. Surround yourself with light when you wake up. Surround yourself with a white light when you go to sleep. Keep those in mind throughout the day. Take care of your physical health. Take care of your mental health. You know, if you need to, seek out therapy. You know, it's good. I do therapy. I enjoy it a lot. It teaches me a lot of things, and I work with different therapists, and it helps a lot. Follow your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. If you don't have one, get on YouTube and take a look around. See what you like. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care, and Lockdown Universe out.